Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from a listener named Susan. She wants to know about gift wrapping.
Is it better for the environment to wrap Christmas gifts in fabric you can use over again rather than paper?
We had Harrison Katz and Juliana Marullo from our Possibly team look into this question.
Hi, Megan.
Hey there.
So, should I be stocking up on paper or fabric this holiday season?
Well, wrapping paper is definitely the more popular choice. An estimated 4.6 million pounds of wrapping paper is produced in the U.S. each year.
Wow, that's a lot more than I thought. But most of it is recycled, right?
Actually, about half of it ends up in landfills. While paper in general is really recyclable, wrapping paper is often an exception. Many wrapping papers have metallic finishes, glitters, or ribbons. Those are not recyclable.
In fact, putting too much of that metallic wrapping paper in the recycling bin can contaminate an entire truckload of recycling, which means everything in that load has to be thrown away.
What's the environmental impact of just normal paper without metallics or glitters?
Normally, making a pound of wrapping paper emits about 3.5 pounds of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Recycling a sheet of paper saves about 60% of those emissions. That's good, but still not 100%.
How do those numbers compare to fabric?
Present wrapping with fabric is actually a lot more common than you'd think. It's a Japanese tradition known as furoshiki, which has been practiced for more than a millennium.
Furoshiki fabrics are usually silk or cotton, but can also be polyester.
Which of those materials is best?
They're about the same in terms of emissions, roughly 20 pounds of carbon dioxide per pound of wrapping, so about 5 or 6 times as much as paper.
That means fabric can be a good alternative, but only if you're going to reuse it for many years.
Paper is better than reusable fabric? That's pretty counterintuitive.
That's only if you're talking about new fabric. Reusing fabrics like old tablecloths gives them a second life and doesn't create new emissions.
It's always better to repurpose than recycle, just like it's better to recycle than throw something away.
In fact, a lot of holiday items can be tricky to recycle, like tissue paper and some holiday cards.
Tissue paper doesn't have the same contamination or greenhouse gas emissions as decorated wrapping paper, but the paper fibers are too thin to be used again, so it can't be recycled.
And while cards can usually be recycled, they're often coated with glitter. Glitter is definitely something to avoid.
So what do we tell Susan?
Reusing materials is the best choice. If she likes the look of fabric, Susan can go through her closets for old clothing or pillowcases that can be turned into festive wrapping.
If she prefers paper, she can try decorating old paper bags from the supermarket.
And if reusing is too much work, her best choice is buying recycled wrapping paper. Just make sure to avoid the kind with metallic finishes or glitter.
And for tissue paper and holiday cards, definitely reuse as much of the tissue paper as possible and purchase holiday cards made only with paper.
Great. Thanks, Harrison and Juliana. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.